We're talking local rugby with Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks. Good afternoon, mate. Thanks for joining us again on the Sideline View.
Yeah, good afternoon, Bear. Good afternoon, everybody listening on 981 2NM and 2NM.com.au.
Mate, I know there was a big decision during the week. We will talk about that in good time. But first up, what's happening in Tamworth?
Yeah, fantastic news. Between the 2nd and the 5th of July, the Scripture Union Rugby Camp will be on. Just need to Google search Scripture Union Rugby Camp. There is a big, big name that is going to go to that. He's a World Cup winner, very, very prominent player. We won't mention who he is until we get it sorted out next week, but it's usually about $240, but there's a bunch of generous people who want as many kids between 5 and 11, mainly boys. It's a boys sort of camp between 5 and 11 to get stuck into it and be part of that camp. It'll be in Tamworth at the bunkhouse, and then they'll bus to various areas around Tamworth to do the coaching. But been some great people who've done it in the past, including the likes of Brad Thorne, Nick Farr-Jones, and also James Holbeck. The coaching, of course, is big off Fanga Nuhu, who played in 2 World Cups with Tonga, played with Bayong in the top 14, and also the Worcester Warriors, the new home of Fergus Lee Warner in the English competition as well. It's a great little thing. So 2nd to the 5th of July, the Scripture Union Rugby Camp in Tamworth, so look out for that. Also tomorrow, just watch out if you're rolling around Scone. Out of the Bill Rose experience, we've got the Central North Juniors between 6s and 12s out there as well, so there'll be a lot of kids out there playing their rugby. But hopefully we'll have that guest for you next week sometime, if not next Saturday.
All right, looking forward to that. Local rugby, it's a bit confusing regarding Hunter Divisional Rugby. We're not too sure what's going on there. We do know that the Singleton Bulls are away to university this weekend.
Yeah, congratulations to Pardo and his boy, that is Anthony Partridge. For the first time, those characters are going to play together. So I think Pardo's about, 67.
Keep going.
And fella's about 19.
Yeah.
So all the best to him as they're playing third grade this afternoon against university and the other games as well. Mary of the Carlton take on the Crew there from Nelson Bay. That'll be at Townsend. Lake Macquarie take on the Hamilton Hawks. And the Maitland Blacks down there at Marcellin take on the Crew there from Wanderers, and that should be a ripping day's rugby there. Of course, the ladies are a big part of the experiential thing as well, as Mary of the Carlton take on the Hamilton Hawks, Waratahs take on the Crew there from Maitland, and University take on the kids from Wanderers. Speaking of which, this afternoon, when it comes to the fun, which is the Charter and Horseshoe Shield, Manly Mullins are on the road here to number 2 Oval in Newcastle, as they take on the Wildfires and ladies and gents. So look out for that at number 2 Oval. Find out more through hunterrugby.com.au for the various draws and all that sort of thing. And with Central North, of course, the Belmore Hotel Scone Brumbies have got the weekend off, but Crindor's on the road to Baraba to take on the Baraba Vingra side. And the big game is the Lorenz Gunnedah Red Devils up against the Magugule Moree Weebolla Bulls. That will be held in Gunnedah, so that should be quite a bit of fun with that.
Indeed. In fact, you're doing very well. I can never find anything about Central North Rugby Union, mate. You've got your ear to the ground as always. Well done. Now, yeah. Super Rugby, a great game last night. Unfortunately, the Brumbies couldn't get on over the Crusaders. Did you get to see any of that one?
Yeah, they'll be disappointed. 23-5, they just basically said to the Canterbury Crusaders, you can win. We don't care.
Yeah.
And that's been a problem in the earlier game there, where the Western Force got flogged as well. So it's one of those great challenges, of course, this afternoon. The Fijian Drill will take on the Crew there from the...
That's going to be a great game.
Yeah, that'll be at 2 o'clock this afternoon. That'll be down at Commonwealth Bank Stadium in Western Sydney. 5 o'clock this afternoon, the Westpac Queensland Reds take on the Crew there from the Auckland Blues, so they can really put a spanner in the works as their top of the table aspirations for Auckland. But they've been very poor against the New Zealand sides and basically handed 3 games over. And of course, the game tonight, that'll be on GEM, Channel 82 free-to-air, will be the Wellington Hurricanes up against their New Shores Waratahs. Hopefully they'll fill the hill at Leichhardt Oval, and we'll have a bit of fun of that tomorrow afternoon. Of course, the Waikato Chiefs take on the Melbourne Rebels down there at Amy Park. So plenty of fun for everybody. Get to the games, nsw.rugby, and you'll be able to be looked after when it comes to that.
Indeed. And, of course, the huge decision during the week. We have 2 World Cups coming our way, the men's in 2027, the women's in 2029. I imagine you, for one, would be stoked.
Yeah, fantastic. It's good stuff. The challenge for us now is to a couple of things. Will Andy Marinoff stick around and be the CEO? As we said to you late last year, there's been rumblings of Andy sticking around until we get the World Cup. We've got the World Cup. Will the person who do it be the CEO and also the boss of the Rugby World Cup? So it looks like Phil Kearns is going to be groomed to do something, so he'll be there in some shape or form. Also, it'll be interesting to see if News Limited come back and do something in the game after their dreadful behaviour towards the sport in the last 2 years. But if there's ever an opportunity to make money, Rugby World Cups make money. And I know of at least one media outlet who thinks they can get plenty of money out of Rugby Australia to promote the game. But that's been the problem out of the last World Cup. We've seen virtually no rugby on free-to-air television. We have no rugby shows on free-to-air telly or pay TV. And the deal that was with Fox Sports was at best dreadful, even though it paid well. But I think there's going to be a lot of corporate money will now come into the game, and all that money's got to go into the genuine grassroots, not the Charter and Horseshoe Shield or any of that sort of bizzo. because we've got the reality check in the mail here. There's no Musselbrook Heel is playing this year.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And
I, for one,
want to have the opportunity to have a word to Phil Kearns, amongst other things. You know, you look at the likes of Nick White coming out of Scone and playing for the Brumbies. You know, there's not going to be any more Nick Whites without any of our local rugby clubs.
See, if it wasn't for the people like Keith Googe and also Rod Scholes 15 years ago, we would have had no Nick Whites and no Fergus Lee Warners playing Super Rugby for their country.
Yes.
And that's now not happening. Now, I see the argument there that a lot of those kids from Aberdeen and Musselbrook are actually training on Friday nights with the massive amount of kids that play on the Friday night competition there for the North West Regional in Scone.
Mm.
But still, Musselbrook should have its own sort of setup where it has two or three grades and all that sort of stuff. And
yep.
Again, there's plenty of people on the board and there's plenty of sponsors, so that's never not a problem for the Heelers. They're a popular enough club. But
it's just the human just beings. We just need people.
Just getting people. Yeah. Just getting people through the gate. So it's a reality check that Rugby Australia and New South Wales Rugby know all about, and they need to get it sorted. I think they're trying their best to try and work it out. COVID hasn't helped anybody in any other sport either. So
very true.
It's very interesting to see. But looking forward to tonight's festivities, hopefully the Waratahs can get the job done and play and beat the Crusaders. That'll mean they'll have the Auckland Blues in the next couple of weeks at home. And also they'll seal themselves in the top eight and hopefully get themselves a home final with the Brumbies losing last night. But, interesting times ahead when it comes to rugby. But get out to your local games, maybe to see Singo down there at Yenny, or get out to Barrowba to see Corindoi, or, of course, go to Maitland and see the Maitland Blacks go about their work.
And make sure you tune into the Sideline View or the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show on a Tuesday when we catch up with our very own Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks. Mate, thank you as always.
Good on you, Bear. Thank you for your time.